A quarter million Ethiopians and Eritreans live in the United States, almost all of them refugees from previous conflicts in the Horn of Africa. Thousands from both countries live in the same neighborhoods on the north side of Chicago near Lake Michigan. And the current border war between Ethiopia and Eritrea is creating a gulf between the two groups of expatriates who once considered themselves members of the same community. From Chicago, NPR's David Wellner reports.
Hana and Tarifa Bayena have lived here for many years, but they still wear their Ethiopian nationality like a badge of pride.
This is Meskel, which is cross.
Cross. Highlighting.
You see, this is Amharic, written by Amharic.
Tarifa, sporting a wristband with Ethiopia's red, yellow, and green national colors, points out an Ethiopian cross printed on Hana's shirt. We're in their modest living room, with an Ethiopian flag hanging above a widescreen TV. Tarifa and Hana say this is a home that once welcomed Eritrean exiles as fellow countrymen.
They come to our home, we eat, drink, you know, live together. At that time, we don't have any problems.
In fact, one of my best friends, who is my bridesmaid, was Eritrean, and we grew up together from kindergarten, you know, we're together.
But the relationship started to sour when Eritrea broke away from Ethiopia 7 years ago, and things got much worse after the two nations went to war in 1998. Hana says she can't bear listening to this woman who was once her dear friend.
Words from her mouth start coming out as, well, we've been oppressed. Oppressed by whom? Oh, Ethiopia has been oppressing us. All these, you know, strange words we haven't heard before started coming out, so we're separated.
Tarifa, for his part, blames the Eritreans for betraying the friendship they once shared as exiles. He says that since their two nations started fighting, Eritreans won't even attend church services here with Ethiopians. So when people from the Horn of Africa gather these days in Chicago, it's usually just Ethiopians or just Eritreans. At the Golden House Pancake Restaurant, most of the talk is in Tigrinyan, the official tongue of Eritrea. Eritreans call this their chat room, a place to share news about the war back home. In a bright red vinyl booth, a college instructor named Angesan Atzvaha insists he doesn't hate the Ethiopians who live here. He says it's just become more difficult to deal with them since the war broke out.
The bridge is not as strong as and smooth as it used to be. I mean, war back home affects directly here, and we probably haven't talked as much as we used to. I think it's what is expected. We have our own focus now, and so it's expected. You know, hard feelings is expected.
Some have compared the fratricidal conflict in the Horn of Africa with the story of Cain and Abel. As he sips coffee in the booth, Eritrean restaurant owner Tekla Gabriel says this is a war that makes no sense.
There won't be any victor or vanquished in this war, only victims, so many thousands of them. And the effect of this war is going to be for a long, long time to come. And it makes you very sad and very angry, because why do we need this war? Of all the peoples in the world, we are the people who don't need any war.
About a mile up the road, Sisai Ababa pours thick coffee at his restaurant, the Ethiopian Diamond, as incense smolders at a table full of Ethiopians. There are no Eritreans at the restaurant, but Ababa, like many exiles here, seems reluctant to acknowledge that Chicago's Ethiopians and Eritreans have split into separate camps.
If you look at it, there are more similarity and more oneness between them and us than the difference.
And yet your countrymen are killing each other.
Well, but that is just the governments, you know, that's the political leaders who are fighting, who are making these things happen.
But it's clear that the bad blood back home has spilled over here among the exiles as well. All hail from a region thought to be the cradle of humanity. But that heritage has become more difficult to share as fighting continues half a world away. David Wellner, NPR News, Chicago.